Let's go.
We know your life is busy.
You may have missed some things along the way.
But don't worry. Hit 105.9 have got you covered. This is the Chris and Steph Catch Up.
We've spoken a lot in 2018 about a weird phenomenon of joggers, of runners going out into the community and needing a toilet break and using maybe someone's private property, using the front yard. I think it was Shirley the Mad Pooper.
The Mad Pooper, we spoke about,
who was going for a run, I think it was in the US, and she'd go every day and occasionally
poop on someone's front lawn.
Front lawn, yeah. Until they, you know, the police...
Drop pant and poop and roll,
as they used to say.
Oh, don't roll.
And so the police looked into that, but now we've got one a little closer to home. I believe this is an Australian story. Police have charged a 64-year-old Brisbane man suspected of being the alleged poo jogger for going to the bathroom on a private path in a set of apartment blocks. This isn't a front yard. This is ducking into an apartment block to go to the toilet. Not in toilets, just on a path, as it were. But the story is more intriguing than just that. So the police have been called in, but the neighbours knew this was going on, and they claimed their path had been messied about 30 times in the past 12 months.
Oh, foul.
30 times. So the residents, what they did, and this is where it all turns into a movie. This has a movie sort of written all over it. The residents banded together and set up special night vision cameras to catch the culprit in the act.
Yeah, to catch the pooper.
Recently, after setting them up and putting them together, they have struck it rich. They've hit brown gold. They have absolutely...
Don't use the term brown gold on the show ever again.
They've got this guy. And the quote, something is along the lines of, one of the neighbours set up a night vision camera. We got a few images, blah, 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 blah. Last Friday, we got him. There's a red light that goes off before the camera flash goes off, and he saw it. So the suspect saw it.
Yeah.
His pants are around his ankles. He's going to the toilet. So he's seen the red light. He's turned towards the camera. He's looking directly at the camera.
Oh, I'm glad his face is looking at the camera. That's
Absolutely.
What you're saying.
No, he didn't turn towards the camera.
Can anyone recognise this one? No, that's my husband.
He faces the camera and so he's looking directly at the photo when the flash goes off and it's taken. So they've got a photo which they've released of...
him copping a squat.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, but that guy's diet needs checking because that ain't
more
right.
Fibre, my friend.
More fibre. So there you go. What is this phenomenon that had people...
Their kicks off, you know, doing poos whilst they're having a run. I don't understand.
This is terrible. Who does this? And that's apparently...
Don't poop in public... That's not in a toilet.
Yeah.
Actually, even in public toilets, that's something you should do in your home.
Just do
toilet.
It at home, yeah. Just keep it safe.
Now, last week we were talking about the world's oldest lady who unfortunately passed before the world record.
Yeah, the
authorities could get there.
People from the Guinness World Records were having a bit of a busy week, didn't get to her in time. And she had expired. Is that the best way of putting that?
No, that's a really bad way. She's not old milk.
She had passed by the time that they finally got to her, so they couldn't make it official, and they had to award it to someone else then.
Well, she was only 122, as was this other person.
Only 122, really?
Apparently, there is a woman who is 128 years old.
There you go.
Living in Russia, the government has confirmed her birth date as 1889.
Is this just a plug for Love Island coming up? Is that what she's on? Is that...
all I can think when you said Love Island, you know the one that's similar where they're all naked on an island?
Oh, Dating Naked?
Yeah,
that one?
Whatever
yeah,
it
right.
is. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, despite possibly being a record breaker, she's since had an interview, and you know how they often go over and say, oh, how have you lived this long? You know, what have you...
What's the key? They always say, what's the key?
What's the secret to long life?
And they always say something like, oh, I ate 3 potatoes every day. Or they give some sort of wacky thing of, I never gave up such and such or whatever.
Well, she believes she's lived such a long life out of punishment.
punishment.
She says she's not had a single happy day in her life.
Oh, that's terrible.
She's always worked hard digging in the garden and she's tired.
She's tired. Well, that's
what
it
was. She said she's had a very unhappy life.
Oh, poor darling. Terrible.
Well, she outlived her last surviving daughter who passed away 5 years ago at the age of 104.
Are you kidding me? These have to be world record titles
exactly.
Right there. That's incredible.
Yeah, so she says there's no secret to living long, but admitted she loved fermented milk.
What's fermented milk?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to Google that. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, and didn't eat meat or soups.
Meat or soups? I get
so
soups.
She just lived off milk soup, and veggies?
Soup is rubbish food. Soup.
As you look at my soup in the corner, I've got my soup in the...
You were telling me about you had your soup, which you had the bits of meat and bits of vegetable in it. And I'm like, it's not a meal. It's a drink that someone's accidentally dumped a meal into.
Mine's a meal. It's pretty mealy.
I'm sorry, you don't have soup for a meal. Soup is not a meal.
I
get exactly where she's coming from. Well, soup and meat.
She didn't have any meat. She doesn't eat meat or soup. She only eats fermented milk and vegetables.
Oh.
Yep. She says a lot of people are doing sports and eating something special and keeping themselves fit. She doesn't know how she lived this long. She did none of those things.
Well, wait. Okay. None of the fitness regime. And that's what often with these stories, because we've covered so many of them by now, you often find they're not a fitness person. They're not someone who's gone out and does their jog every day and has...
But they all seem to be in these remote villages where they have to work hard their whole lives. There's no sort of, when I turn 60, I get to retire. Like, it doesn't exist like that. They've lived that twice over and are still working like a horse.
They've worked every single day and continue to do so. Maybe that's the key. Maybe that's the key. Because
don't let anyone hear you say that.
It's
the government's listening.
Because it's not an exercise thing, but obviously she's getting enough of a workout from working hard every single day, maybe that's the key to it all. That's just the consistency.
Pretty darn good for someone who's 128 years old.
Good. Look forward to seeing her on Love Island premiering on Channel 9.
No, that makes me uncomfortable. And look, the other week we were talking about what do we hate paying extra for. We didn't ask anyone. We're just having a chat about a cafe in New South Wales that has started charging 20 cents for chicken salt.
Yes. I remember.
And I had a lot of people riled up. Now, very quickly, we had a wholesale call and say, chicken salt does cost a little bit extra.
What did you say?
A wholesaler called and said chicken salt does cost that little bit extra. But the week before, we were talking about the cafe in Sydney that was charging $6 for tomato sauce.
Yes.
Because it was house-made. And I just thought I'd throw the question out there this morning on 13, 12, 16. Exactly what do you hate paying extra for? Now, I said a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the chicken salt, we did have quite a few people call. I think Sharon called through.
Yes, Sharon had this to say at the time.
Well, most people do charge for the chicken salt. There's only one place in town that I've found that doesn't. But on another note, you were talking about businesses that charge fees. We'd actually gone out for dinner on Monday night and the daughter had taken a birthday cake with us, and I said to the people at the restaurant, look, it's all right, we'll take the cake to the table rather than them refrigerate it, bring it out.
Yeah, right.
Which was a $10 fee. They then told me it's their policy, it's a $10 with the cake.
Oh, okay. So, you're taking... target at is the additional fees for doing anything, really. I mean, you would think...
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah.
There you go, that was Sharon.
But there's so many things out there that I hate paying extra for anything. You know
what?
Me.
What are you paying extra?
Cheese slices. Paying extra for cheese slices.
Where are you paying extra for cheese slices?
Anywhere you go. If you go to some of the takeaway giants, that they'll charge you like $2 for an extra slice of cheese on your burger.
Really?
Or if you go, to any takeaway, they always charge. And I don't mind paying. To me, a cheese slice might be worth 30 cents. I would think that would be standard cheese slice cost to add 30 cents to my burger, but it's going to make it taste so much better, so on and so forth. But paying $1 or $2 really riles me up.
Yeah, I can hear. Nothing like food-related issues rile us up on this show. They always get us every single time.
Or if you have to pay extra for sauce, but they only give you one little tiny sachet of sauce, like that's not going to be enough.
You know what I've seen in the, on a side note, I've seen in the shops lately, you can buy like a bag of individual sauces or Vegemites.
Yes.
Like that you can like, yeah, just, yeah, there's, yep, one for you. You can have one for your lunchbox and there's one for you. You take one to work with you and you just have your individual ones on the go, much right like you would at any one of these restaurants.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
I just don't enjoy it. I don't like paying extra for things. I know no one else does, but there's some things that I just don't think you should be paying extra for. I think they should be included in the cost.
So what do you want to ask this morning?
I'm just 13, 12, 16, whether it's cakeage, chicken, salt, sauce, something else entirely, cheese slices. If there's something that's really grinding your goat that you hate paying extra for, I'd love to hear from you.
13, 12, 16, what do you hate paying extra for? Cheese slices. Who knew that would be your button this morning? Cheese slices.
So good, but why charge extra?
Trigger. Morning, Steph, on 13, 12, 16. What do you hate paying extra for?
Yeah, it's something we were speaking about a couple of weeks ago when a cafe was charging an extra 20 cents for chicken salt. At the time, people just started calling through saying they hated paying not only for chicken salt but for things like cakeage when you go to a restaurant and they charge to, you know, cut up the cake and put it on a plate for you.
That's the one.
Yeah, especially when you go and get your, you know, Coles Special Mud and it only costs you $3 and then you have to pay $10 cakeage.
On top of it.
On top of it. People get very upset. I hate paying for cheese slices. I can't be alone. Or worse still, when you order eggs and bacon at a cafe and they only bring you one egg and you're like, it says eggs. It says it as a multiple.
You know we did the complaints hotline yesterday.
I know, but these are just things you're paying extra for. 13, 12, 16. I can't be the only one who gets riled up about it.
Adele's joining us. Adele, what is it for you?
I hate paying extra for syrup in my coffee and not being able to taste it.
What do you mean syrup in your
like
coffee?
Like if you have a caramel coffee?
Like if you have a caramel. No, yuck, never caramel. Oh. Always vanilla.
Vanilla.
Gotcha. Vanilla latte, yeah, kind of gal.
Right.
So yeah, do you think they just exactly don't pump enough?
No, they definitely never put enough in.
And it's got 50 cents for syrup.
Adele, do you have a bit
sometimes
of a...
Sometimes it's 60.
Do you have a bit of a sweet tooth?
Not usually, no.
Is your vanilla latte the only area where you're getting an extra bit of sugar in your day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think they should offer, like, one pump or two, but for the same cost?
Yeah, that would be great if they did.
Yeah, then if they just put in that little extra, because it's not going to cost them 60 cents for that tiny little...
No.
Yeah,
and you go back and you say, I can't taste my vanilla, and they say, oh, but I put it in. Well, how about you try stirring it around now and then, maybe?
Well, Adele, it sounds like it's a conversation you've had many times.
Just a few.
Okay, so we've got chicken salt, we've got vanilla syrup, we've got cakeage. These are the things that people hate paying extra for.
I just think include them in the cost. I'm not saying we don't need to pay for them, just include them in the cost.
But can I speak on, can I play devil's advocate for a
second? Small business's behalf.
How tedious does it get of a morning when you've got so many people coming in the door for a coffee and each one has an order more tedious than last? Can't you just go flat white, long black, whatever? Just make it simple. Order quickly.
I have an order like mine, like that's super easy to follow.
To say that when you were having coffee every morning and you were going to a particular place,
mm-hmm,
at the beginning of the show every single day, and I'd like to say that you really did test the customer service relationship to the nth degree.
There were days where I'd call up and be like, hey, guys, missed the mark this morning. Sorry. Oh, who's working? Oh, the blonde? Nah, I won't bother.
So you would ring and you would critique.
I would see who was working.
The business.
I would make sure that, you know, someone...
And they had to get the coffee to what? How?
80
how,
degrees.
The coffee needed to be exactly 80 degrees
and not
before
burnt.
You... Yes. Which you can imagine... At 5 a.m.
Oh, I guarantee there was...
Working in customer service, that's not the way that you would like to start
I'm
your
friendly.
Day.
I'm friendly. I don't know why. If you have a cafe that you don't have a thermometer that you stick in every coffee, that's your core business. I don't believe you can test it on your hands. I don't believe you're so skilled that you just know the temperature of things. Put a thermometer in there. 80 degrees, thank you. This is why I don't get coffees anymore.
Yeah, I can see why. I'd hate to see you after a coffee of a morning. Steph, there's been a couple of trends in news that we've covered in 2018 so far.
Mm-hmm.
One of those stories earlier today we covered, the joggers. The joggers who like to use other people's front yards as bathrooms.
Disgusting.
Terrible thing. The second story of which we've really seen a big trend in is pets that turn out to be other species. Last week we covered the woman who told that she had a dog.
Yeah, bought it from the pet store and everything. Thought she had some kind of, you know, one of those fancy Japanese dogs with the white long tails. They're beautiful.
Turned out to be a fox.
Yeah, an albino fox.
2 months ago we had the bloke who discovered that he had an actual bear, which he was sold on it being a puppy. That was, here's your dog.
Turned out to be a bear. Not a German Shepherd or Mastiff thing that he thought it was.
Nope. And now the third installment in this franchise of pets not actually being the species you bought. A Chinese woman has handed her pet into authorities after discovering the dog that she had bought was actually a black bear. We've got another bear story. A report from China News details about how she bought the puppy from a roadside while on holidays. So there's thing.
Red flag
you've
one.
You've got someone chonky on the side of the road selling puppies.
Have a puppy. Everybody have a puppy.
Bear cubs on the side. Talk about your dangerous jobs to have.
Yeah.
No matter how dodgy or illegal they are.
What kind of bear it is?
It's a rare bear. It's a rare bear. It's a something black bear. They're actually a vulnerable species protected
probably similar
by
to the other guy who had. They're a smaller breed of bear. They're not growing into the bears that we imagine from Canadian films.
Well, you say they're not growing into, but get a load of the stats on this. So the dog that she thought she'd bought would eat a full box of fruit and 2 buckets of noodles a day. Which is also, I mean, it could have been a black bear or it could have been Chris Baskerville leaving home at the age of 19. I'm not entirely sure. But 2 buckets of noodles every day. Things got a little bit out of control when she realised the dog, the puppy, was now 200 kilos and 1 metre tall.
And at that point, okay, so this is a big,
Yes, this is a bear. This is a huge bear. At which point she then goes to the forestry police and speaks to them about the situation, at which point it then gets identified as a bear. And then she realises, oh, hang on. Only at that point does she realise something's up.
Yep.
Because you would think a metre tall and 200 kilos, this is no longer a dog. And dogs don't even get that size.
Yeah, but and you do have to remember as well, they're not the kind of dogs that we have here in Australia. We're not talking about like German Shepherds or cattle dogs or Blue Heelers. The dogs that they think they're getting, like I've just Googled this woman.
She thought it's a Mastiff something or other.
Yeah, one of those, you know, those big huge fluffy ones that look just like a bear. Like if you bought one, you'd call it Bear like as a nickname because that's exactly what it looks like.
They're big, gigantic dogs, but still even those breeds, they don't get to 200 kilos. So at that point, it's been handed over.
Black bear.
Yeah, so there you go. Just, you know, double check what you're purchasing. That's
all. Just adopt, don't shop, go to the RSPCA. They won't let you walk out of there with a bear.
The same advice goes to anyone who purchases a
pet. If you're purchasing an animal.
With the name Teacup at the front. Yeah, I know it's a teacup piglet, but I would really do your research beforehand.
A teacup piglet that turned out to be 130 kilos.
Yeah, that happens. It happens all the time. So just, you know, double check.
Mum and Dad were tiny.
Sure they were.
Now that you've caught up with the catch-up, don't miss the real thing. Get up with Chris and Steph. Weekdays from 5 on Hit 105.9.